sisters and brothers, arise. Arise and lift your hearts. Arise and lift your eyes. Arise and lift your voices. Let us reach out to one another as our God reaches out to us.
Good evening. Just a brief introduction about the group that you're about to hear. The Hallelujah Kids are from the heart of Portland. They have been in existence for about 3 or more years, and their ages range from 3 to 14. We don't have any restrictions on age, singing ability, or anything of that sort. This choir is an outreach of Redeemer Lutheran Church and the Peer Support Network, which is chaired by Pastor Kelly Chapman. All the persons who will be participating tonight are supporters of this choir, and it's only through the love and support and prayers of many that they're as exuberant as they can be. So without further ado, we'll begin our program.
John 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
When everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Oh, Psalms 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Exalt him, all you people, for great is his strengthfulness, love, tenderness, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures me forever. Praise the Lord.
At this time, hallelujah, kids are more than welcome to invite Narnia. We have a surprise for everybody here. Will all the kids from Narnia please join the Hallelujah Click Kids for the next number? All the Narnia. Any more Narnia? Okay. Taking a moment, I want to really, really emphasize that Rick and Cindy, some of you who do garbology and dish team and all these other things may not think musicians work hard, but believe us, the Hallelujah Kids worked them this week. They had no music. There's only one song that we had music for. The rest was all played by ear. They took a tape that we practiced and literally wrote the music based on the way we sounded. Could you tell that they've never played for us before? We can't even. you, thank you.
We pray. Gracious and loving God, you stretch out your loving arms and we marvel at the mysteries of your creation with ice cream cones and running animals and multicolored rocks and the gentle breeze, a quiet walk, a potter's wheel, and newfound friends. We are reminded of your presence here with us. Be with us, renew us, womb us to your spirit, that we may say to the world, we are the people of the living God. Lord, in your mercy.
O God of music, thanks for the enthusiasm and energy your spirit gives us through song. We give you a special thanks for the renewal and the joy you're giving us in song tonight. Lord, in your mercy.
April Ulrich Larson. Bless her in her office, that she may lead her people with strength and compassion, that she may serve you to your glory, and that her ministry may open the eyes of your people to the gifts that women bring to your church. Lord, in your mercy.
Dear Lord, I think of acceptance. I think of how you accept us. I think in terms of me being with these people for the first time and how they have accepted me. I thank you for acceptance. I pray that you will continue to move through each and every one of us, no matter what the shape of our eyes or the color of our skin. I pray that you will move us to accept as you have accepted us. Lord, in your mercy.
O God of all, thank you that we of different cultures are able to share your gifts to us with one another. Empower all people to break down the barrier of race and culture by sharing your gifts with each other. Lord, in our mercy.
Dear Lord, I'm thankful that I got a chance to come to Holden Village, and it's great. I'm also thankful that we get our own room for the food and the jacuzzi. Thank you for all the grown-ups taking care of the kids and that some kids are getting along. And thank you for God and Jesus. Amen.
I want to add one more prayer for our choir director who was not able to come with us because of a new job and morning sickness during her early pregnancy.
For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible. Matthew 17, verse 20-21.
Impossible. I feel the intangible. Revelations 21, 3 through 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among humankind. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. For the first thing have passed away."
We were going to do one more song, but I understand the Lutherans are real strict on time and that we shouldn't go past. Oh, it's okay. Oh, okay. Oh, so it's okay to do this last song. Okay, thank you. Okay. All right. Well, in that case, I'd like for you to join in when you feel like you can. And Kim, for the tape, we miss you, and this is dedicated to you.
Hallelujah.
one get loose.
All right.
Gone yet? Oh, this ends our program. No, I mean, what do you say? Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.